So much in it, like every other parish, there's so much in every parish. Every parish has so much in it. You start off, there's so much in the parish. Of course, there's so much in it. Every, so much is about the parish. But anyway, I want to speak. I spoke at many different inyonim, different shmuz that we spoke. Pesach Sheni, that's a very big yisoid. In the beginning, with Aaron, I want to speak a little bit of a parish that's a little bit like hidden in. Turf the parasha that doesn't get as much attention as the other sugis in the parasha. It's a small parasha, a very interesting parasha. Ba'aloischa, after the parasha of the wandering, not the wanderings, but the Nisiyim, the travelings of Klal Yisrael, Ba'ibashon Hashenis, they start to travel. After Hashem had given them the command how they should travel, Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisol. So there's an interesting small little parasha stuck in there right before Shishi. Vayoyim Moshe lechoyva ben Reuel hamidjoni choisei Moshe. Moshe speaks to his shver. It's a very interesting parasha, but this would not happen today. We're going, and he invites his shver to come along with him. That would not happen today. But anyway. ויהיה מויש בחוי ונראו המדיון יחויס עם מוישה נויסים אנחנו על המקום אשר אמר השם אוי סתן לוחם לחוי איתנו והתאבנו לוח כי השם דיבר תור לישראל. So Moshe makes a standing invitation to his father-in-law. Ta, he probably called him. We're going. We know how they first met up. He came out to the Midbar to greet him with the wife. He brought back Tzipora to him. And now we're traveling, Klal Yisrael traveling, Lamokum Hashem, Hashem Oyse Etein Lochem, the great land that God gave us, and join us. To join us. Right? Come along for the ride. L'choi Tonu Ve'etav Loch, you'll also have good. Ki Hashem Dibet Toiv Yisrael, you should know Hashem spoke good on Klal Yisrael. We're only going to have good now. We had a little bit of difficulty still now, but now it's going to be all good. So come along for the ride. So Yisrael says, Lo, my Yoimer, they love Lo Yoimer. Sorry, sonny, not coming. Kim El Arzi, my Lord, tell her the comparison. What's going on over here? But Lamai said, first of all, he was a ger already. He already was Megar, Bachloikas, he was Megar. Yes, but according to the energy of Megar, we see from Rashi later on, Rashi was a Ger. He was already Megar. And Moshe invited to come to Eretz Israel, we're coming. To the Holy Land! Come along for the ride to the Holy Land! You get a mamish ticket, you come and join us. Not going. I'm going back to my land. I'm going back to my birthplace. Pelet Gazar. So Moshe, time is back to him. Don't leave us. Ziva's abad. Ki al kei yadata chalosen b'midbar. Don't leave us. Because you know how we, as Rashi explains. Ki no lecho elazos al jashi yadata chalosen b'midbar. Nisim, nisim. You saw the nisim. You heard about our nisim. You'll be for eyes for us. So Rashi, so that's one thing he says. Then he says, the good that we have, you'll have it also. And the mice of the parasha ends. Now, one thing is very strange. We don't know what happened. It's a mystery. What happened with Yisrael? That was a big baklev we should have did. But the parasha leaves you, and that's it. Figure it out for yourself, George. Vayisu me'ashem, vayi b'tzoro, vayomer Moshe, kumar. That's the next parasha. We have to start open the ark. Pelet Gazar. That's it. Left you in the dark. Figure out what happens now. Leave it open to Magnet. So the Big Machlis, some Rishonim said that Moshe Shonim said that Hitaka goes with them. He joins them. He joins up Moshe. There are some Rishonim, the smart thing says that he sent his kids, but he didn't go, and some of them, he didn't go himself. But Rav Shmuel said he went, and Moshe was able to convince him. So my first question is, Rav Yisai, what happened? I mean, if he decides to change his mind, first he says he's not going. Right. Moshe really didn't add anything. If you read the pasuk, he said the same thing over again. He said, "Come with us, and it'll be good for you." So, no, I'm going back to them. No, you saw good miracles, and this, and you can have good. Okay, you told him he's have good already. So what happened? You heard about this already. He gave the speech over again. So what changed? This was mine. That's my first question. Secondly, it's interesting. Rashi says, "Well, you so little annoy him. You'll be for us eyes." So Rashi says, Rashi says one pshat, kodoshis alameinenu, things that are hidden for us, things that we don't understand, you'll be able to enlighten us on that. So Rashi says you're going to be so endearing to us, so loved by us, that the pupil of our eye, like our eyeballs. We love our eyeballs, we love you like our eyeballs, he says to them. So, it's mashma, that wasn't enough. I mean, what a sales pitch now. So let's say that changed his mind. But we'll see, he says more afterwards. The chur, wasn't that enough of a sales pitch? Mamish, we're going to love you, Mamish, you're going to be loved by us. We're going to hug you and kiss you. Give hugs all day to you, Yisroel. Mamish, we're going to love you, Mamish. I have to miss again. Why isn't that enough? What's Ed's vibe that we're going to give? You're going to have good again, you're going to have the good that we have. What's the shock of the Tariq over here? So I want to say, because it hit me today, reading this parasha, and I think it's a tremendous lesson, tremendous Yisoyed, a tremendous word of Yisoyed. But Yoyim Moshe L'choyim in Ruel, when he first offered him to come with him, we want to make some diyukim over there. I'm going to give this property to you. Where's the coke? Go with us. Lashav Itanu, first of all, he says. Itanu, not Imanu. Later on, Itanu and Imanu. So, first of all, it seems, I want to say Pshat, it seems very, very, very apparent that first, Moshe was offering to come with them, but not inviting him to be an insider, Rabbi Yisai. To be a little bit of an out. The Choy, Oyse Atei Lachem, the land Hashem promised to us, you can come along, the Choy Itanu. You know the famous story from the Goyim. It's a very big story, but it's a very big, all of Torah. It's different the word S and M. Both words mean together with. Itam, or Itanu. The Goyim says, whenever it says those words, it's from the parasha of Bilam. It says by the parasha of Bilam that Hashem tells Bilam, Bilam wants to go with Balak. Balak sends to Bilam messengers, they should come and curse Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, don't go with them, don't go. So he has again, so Hashem says, you know, kum lech itam, go with them. So he gets up in the morning, Bilam, he loads his donkey, and he goes with them. Pasuk says, vayichar af Hashem. Hashem gets angry at Bilam. Why is he getting angry? He told him to go. So Bilam the Goyim says, the dag the Pasuk. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Kum lech itam, with the Lashon Aleph Tav. As itam is going together with not the same kavanah. You can go, but you have to have a kavanah, not the kavanah. What is it? Vayokom Bilam v'boyke vayich in. Now, otherwise, it makes sense. Hashem tells him to go and gets angry. The difference is how Hashem says you can go. Go physically, yeah, but in your mind, they want you to curse. You're not going to do any cursing. He got up in the morning, Vayelech in. Ooh, Yichara Hashem. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, we can say over here, L'cho Itanu, come with us. We're going to inherit our land. We're going to Israel to settle in our place. We want to get our place, our makom. They thought, oh, but you're going to have, it's going to be good for you also. But he wasn't inviting him in as an insider, more as an outsider. No, I'm going to my house, to my home. No, don't leave us. And now Moshe came with a different offer. Then I want to say that was the shock of Atari. And I'm going to explain it in a deeper level. What Yisrael was answering back is so important for everybody. No, don't leave us. You're going to be eyes for us. We need you, Bill. We need you, Yisrael. We need you. We have a tafket, a tachlis, amongst clients. So you're going to be for us, nine. You're going to show us the ways. You have that pichas, as we know. He helped Moshe Rabbeinu settle the whole thing with right. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting all day and working too hard. Yisrael gave him the eitzah. You'll be for us, nine. You're going to have a tafket. V'hoyo kiseleichi manu. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to go with us. No, you're going to be an insider now. Oh yeah, I told you about what Rashi, he got a portion in Eretz Yisrael. That's what changed. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was offering him a place. So according to the first Moshe that he went, he was asking to go. This is what changed. And this is a very big story. Yisrael answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want me to come with you? I'm going back. What does he have to say? Two things. What's the two lashonim for this? A person in life needs two things. It's when one, but it's two. A person needs a status. He needs a status. He needs a mokoi. He needs a place to call his. It's his mokoi. He needs a status in that place. He has to be nechshav. He has to be honored and appreciated for that place and what he's doing in that place. So Yisrael says, I can go with you, but you invite me as an outsider. I'm not going to really have a mokoyim here. So I'd rather go back to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, no. But Yisrael, no, right now you're going to have a tafkid in us. And not only that, I'm offering you a mokoyim. They gave him a mokoyim. Yerichoy, you got a mokoyim. Once he has a tafkid, as an insight, as part of the cloud. Once he has a mokoy in Eretz Yisrael, now Yisrael is going to. He would have been loved. Hafdem as a gev, they would have loved him and everything. He would have loved him. But if he's not honored, if he doesn't have a place, if he doesn't have a status, if he doesn't have a mokoy, he doesn't have a place to call his, he doesn't have an individual tafkid and a place to establish that tafkid, Yisrael holds his nakedah. So what's he doing? I'm asking, if he's a kid, where's he going? He's going back to the Bahamas? Where's he going? He's going back to the Goyim? Tell it to Gazapah. What's the pshat? Okay, to say this, what's the other option? He's going back to Harlem. Where's he going? What's the option? So I want to answer this with a Chazal. Tell it to Gemara. The Gemara tells in time of Gimel. Unbelievable Gemara. Everybody heard the story. You probably read the Jewish press, tales of the Talmud. If you finish Arnold Fine's article, jokes, you went and turned to page 27 in the Jewish press, and you read tales of the Talmud from Choni Hamagel. If you didn't hear the tales of the Talmud, you heard it in your group, in the sixth grade, you know, Shabbos group, from the Pirchei guy. But the mice of the Gemara is under, and going into this Gemara is a pell of the Gemara. The Gemara tells about Choni Hamagel, Rabosa. Unbelievable Gemara, Rabosa. It's Kedai who learned this Gemara, so I had to come tonight just for this Gemara and the Cholon. But to this Gemara for sure. So after the Gemara, there was a year called Choni Hamagel. So Choni Hamagel saw a guy called Yom of Shaloysa Tzadik. All the days of this Tzadik, of Choni Hamagel, Hayim at Star, says the Gemara, he was very troubled by a pasuk. Shir Hamalois, everybody's talking, Shir Hamalois, Beshuv Hashem, Shir HaSiyoi. Now we sing it, Shir Hamalois, everybody sing. Nobody know what they're singing? Shuv Hashem, Shir HaSiyoi, Teinu Kecholmim. When Hashem will bring back clients from the Shir HaSiyoi, will come back after the Churban. When we came back after 70 years in Gaza, Teinu Kecholmim, we were like dreaming. For 70 years. Fred Choini. Me ikad denayim shivim shnin. Can a person sleep 70 years? I don't have that kashi after being in the yeshiva with both of them. Anyway, but Lamaisa, can a person sleep 70 years? I mean, I remember guys came to yeshiva 3 years later. I didn't see him. Anyway, can a person speak for 70 years of Isai? After a good show. Anyway, 70 years b'cholma as a chayach. Yuri mechareva ozo b'urcha. So he was going on the way. Chazla hu gavra, davanot ha-charuga. He saw a guy. He was planting a charev tree, a carob tree. I'm like, hi, at kama shnim toim. So he asked the guy, what are you doing? What are you planting over here? He says, listen, what are you doing? How many years is going to take till that tree falls? Plant a little sapling. How many? I'm like, at shivin shnim. It's going to take at least 70 years till this thing's going to produce fruit. I'm like, pshita l'chaya shivin shnim. Do you know you're going to live 70 years from now? I'm like, hi, gav, alma b'charuv eshkan. So the guy said, listen, I'll tell you the truth. I came into the world. And I found the carob tree planted with producing fruit. Yeah, the shots of the apostle, just like my father planted a tree. I'm also planting a tree, my kids will enjoy it. Yerusha, they'll get it also. Okay, very nice answer. So Honi went to eat some food. He went Yosef, called Richter, and he got tired. Also like Shimsa. Well, they understand the Gemara, but Nim, he fell asleep, went to sleep. But he take a Shabbos afternoon nap. So a rock rolled over down, a big rock. And it covered everybody. God got secret behind this big rock. Nim Shivin Shnin. Slept Shivin Shnin. Wow. He slept for 70 years. Slept for 70 years. Chonya Mago. People don't know this. Chonya Mago was a god. People know this story. Chonya Mago was a god. Hador was in the middle. Mom was a god. They couldn't find him. He was behind the rock. They couldn't find him. Pelican mice. They couldn't find him. They were looking all over. There was a rock rolled in front of him. He couldn't find him. A lot of times I look for guys with the woman. Anyway, he found what?
We had those rooms. Right. No one could find you in 70 years.
Anyway, they were close seconds. You know, I know guys were close. Anyway, he called Chazya. When he got up, he saw Lahu Garvat Abakum Malakit Minayim. So he saw a guy. He woke up from the 70th thing. Imamish was awake, that's for sure, after this thing. He probably had a good first say there. Anyway, Chazahu Garvat Kamalakit Minayim. He saw a guy picking from the tree. Omalei Atu Deshasilte. You're the guy who planted it? Omalei Bar Berei Ano. No, I'm the grandson. The grandson of the guy planted it. Omalei Shema Minoa Denayim Shimon Shizot. I see, it's possible. I slept for 70 years. Chos Lechamrei, he went over to his donkey. He was still there, his donkey. This Yalele Ramchi Ramchi. Mamashi, so Mamashi, tens of donkeys, little donkeys over there, mules, whatever. Oslo Basie comes home. Imagine that knock at the door. Chayin Amal comes home. Amalei Brei. Amalei Brei, the Chayin Amal, Mikhaim. I'm looking for the son of Chani Amago. Omalei Brei Leisa. His son's not here. Baal Brei Isa. The grandson. See, his grandson was, his son already left the world. Omaluhu Ano Chani Amago. See, he reveals. They heard about it. They get to say, I'm him. Here I am. Lo Yabnu. Sorry, George. Try your trick somewhere else. Maybe down the block. You're Chani Amago. Very good. He said, they don't let him in the house. They locked him out. Okay, where do you go if you're knocked out of your house? He said, where do you go? Oh, don't answer that. But also the Beis Medrash, he went to the Beis Medrash. Shaminu, he went to the Beis Medrash. Shaminu the Rabbanan. So he walks into the Beis Medrash. No one recognized him. You know, he's the God of Hador. No one recognized him. He walks in, takes a seat in the back. Get to the back of the bus. He walks in and he hears, wow, this Shmaisa, this sukkah is so clear. Like the days of Chayne Amado, there was such clarity. Why did he have an Isle based Medrasha? They were talking. They said, this is so clear. We heard the stories of Chayne Amado. And when he used to come to the base Medrash, called Kushit out of the Rabbon, I'm Mephad, any Kashi, walk in 2 seconds, that's a choice. Every Kashi would be Mephad with Chayne Amado. Today we have clarity like that. You know, we don't have Kashi. So he got up, the base Medrash, they said this voice, he got up, heard, I know who! Here I am, I know, sorry, bud. That won't put the ass over here. You're Chayne Amago. Get to the back. Let's talk to Gemara. They didn't show many eyes again. Come on. I'm the Godel Hador. My frock's a little bit old, it's on style. You know, now they have one button frock. He had a two button frock, you know, one button in the middle. Now he has two button frock. He says, George, you're from old, get out of here. What are you doing? You're choining out. You try to dress up like it. Trying to be a shrine wearing a lot of tzitzis. Who are you? Get out of here. He didn't show him an Anna. Like the Gemara, like he's supposed worthy. So the Gemara cholishtaite. He felt very hurt from it. Boy rachme miss. He asked mercy from Hashem, they should leave the world. But I was learning this Gemara recently, I was learning my son, was learning Taita, I learned the Gemara again, and honest. Chayni! No one tried to repeat during the Shmuz Chayni's story with this. Everybody should stay on. Anyway, Chayni, everybody said, Chayni, I don't understand. Take a Gemara, go to the back and learn Shas. Go, okay, so take a Gemara. You're alive! Take a Gemara, the whole Shas here. You have Shas, so they're not giving you Kavi. You know how that's when you're a covet seeker? What's going on here? Drinking COVID. Leave the world. That's doesn't make sense. Take a shot. Go to the back. Chaz 10 billion times. And go up like that. We had you the COVID. Oh, here he is. Chol Yamagel. No. Stay in the back. Be a lamed vav tzadik. No one knows about you. Sit in the back. And sit and learn. You want to die? That makes sense. What's going on? So the Chazal say, Oy Chavrusa, Misusa, without a Chavra, a person, but I want to touch Pshat of Vosai. I want to touch, I think, what it hit me as a, the Yisoid over here, but I think, very deep, very deep, but the Yisoid in Koychas HaNefesh, Rabbi Yisai. Choni understood very carefully. Choni was a giant, but he understood that if people are not going to give him their self-respect, if he's not going to have a mokum, he's not going to have a place, if he's not going to have a tafkid, he's not going to have a job in Klal Yisrael, there's a deep sakana, Rabbi Yisrael, a very deep sakana that he'll go way down. Chani could have learned Shas. Chani could have gone to the corner and Chad Shukhlano 200 times, but he felt that if he didn't have a mokum, he didn't have a place. If he didn't have a tafkid in this world, he's going to lose his status. He was going to lose his status, his place. That's the most dangerous thing. And there's a sakana. From that, he can go very, very, very down in the service of Hashem. Because if a person doesn't have a place, if a person doesn't have a mokoyim, if he doesn't have his place, his place where he could serve Hashem in the right way, his task and how to serve Hashem in the right way, what he has to do for the Ribbono Shel Olam, if he doesn't have that, if he's not in that place, so he could lose everything. And Choni realized it's better to go up in a good matzav than to go up chas v'shalom going down in ruchnis. He was choshed that maybe he would go down in his ruchnis because he has no mokum. If he's there, maybe that's the pshat in Yisrael. He's willing to go live with the Goyim. He's a ger already. No turning back, George. You can't give it up. It's not like, you know, okay, one day is this, he's a that. Judaism, you become a ger, it's over. That's it for life. But you're so tired, at least over there, they'll be mechabed me. I'll have a mokoyim. I'll have a mokoyim. I'll live on Yiddishkeit, but I'll have a mokoyim. I'll mechabed for who I am. If I have a mokoyim, I have a place. If I have a tafkid, I can be successful in this Yiddish guy that I just excel. But if I won't have a place, I'll be an outsider. And that could be the danger of a lot of the, I'm not here to care about the gay room, or what's that? They come in, very nice, everybody's kissing them and hugging them. Oh, Hakim is a gay! Geraldic! You're not sitting over the end of the show, get to the back! He wants to be the Gabbai. You can't be the Gabbai! Happy Hanukkah doesn't go over here! We say Hanukkah, not Hanukkah. Get to the back, George. No Hanukkahs over here. So he had no place. A lot of his problems in that area of the game, but they don't have a place. They don't find their place. We have to accept the avos of yes, very nice. We have to. They have to have a mokum. They have to have a tafkid in that mokum. Oh, Yisro understood that. Then Moshe Rabbeinu answered, "Anachanami, you're 100% live. You're Yisro all the way nine. You're going to be a nine for us. We're going to give you a tafkid. We'll give you a place. You're going to have a status within the community." You'll have a status, but he's little, they know you. Not only that, you'll have a mock on, you'll have a place, and they give a place that is from. That was the shock of the time. Now, this is such an important vote of Isaiah for us. It's a terrible thing, you know, in the practical application of Isaiah. Could be, I was thinking, if he said just to add another Yisoyin, that we have a thing of Kriyas mock on Isaiah. It's a big, halacha, big, many Rishonim hold, that, which is a terrible thing, the many Rishonim hold. A lot of them that you have to dine in the same shul, you know, all the time. Over here, a guy is lucky if he dines in the same tefillah, in the same shul. Kriya said, Torah in this shul, in Williamsburg, and I got Brooklyn, I got the Pittsburgh, the Zimra, and on Queens Boulevard. We got from Ishtaba, Birkas Kriyashma, Chazor Sashatz, Bayswater. Okay, but no. Rabbi, I know that I come every day, Shachris, I daven every day. Mincha is a different story. Ma'ariv, what about Shabbos? Baruch Hashem, a lot of tefillahs on Shabbos. A lot of shuls in Flatbush. We get to see all the Rabbanim and everything. You have a mokum? Kol kriveya mokum letzviloso is of the Gemara Bros Vov. Elokei Avon Be'ezroi. Elokei Avon Be'ezroi, Shenema. He went to Kaveh Mokum, the same place as Shomad Shom. There's a Mokum to be Kaveh Mokum. There's a lot of different Pshat, but people were saying it's very Gishmar, but the person needs his own Mokum, his Mokum. That's his Mokum, from there he serves Hashem in his Avodah. But if he's changing his Mokum each time, Rabbi Yisai. Even in one shul, he dies, he can't do this thing, he doesn't see it, where's his Mokum there? Where's his mokum? He doesn't have a kaveh. In the back, the front, wherever he can squeeze in over here. No, a person has to be kaveh and mokum in the thing because from there, that's how a person's going to shine. That's his place. That's his place where he, as an individual, is going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a terrible thing, Rabbi Yisrael. People, Friday night, I like that I daven over there. Shabbos day, different place. If I get up. But Shabbos day, over here. Mincha, there, but the Shabbos, you mean, well, walked 3 more minutes to the shul. The guy next door in his living room has a Mutti Shabbos minion. The television goes on before a ladle. The Rangers. In the background, you're hearing, the Ranger game goes on in the back. You have a shul, go to the shul, you're talking about it. The person says, in, person don't run into. There's a big aim, but it's a diamond in a shul. The word says in Brock's not God, but it's always diamond in a shul. But it's a more impressive. The person has to be his mokum. That's his place. From there he serves Hashem. That's his mokum. The person needs a mokum, boy, side, because he doesn't have it. He's missing in his essence, in his covered answer, in his self esteem, his self value, boy, side. The person needs a mokum, the person needs a tafkin. He has no what's my tafkin, not mokum. You take that away, Rabbi Yisai. You're not just taking away his life, you're taking away his essence. Honey Maga wants to leave the world, Rabbi Yisai. It's so important to develop the Rabbi Yisai. I saw an article that a friend was writing, that he was writing about how in this generation, there's a big problem in this generation, Rabbi Yisai. It's called burnout. I'm sure, and none of you have experienced that stuff. Some guys never got in to burn out. But the Lamaisa, I want to hear something about burnt in. Where's the burn in? But anyway, burnout. It's a terrible thing. A person, you know, he all of a sudden he doesn't feel that brand anymore, that enthusiasm, Yiddish guy, you know, the learning, the davening, you know, get used to it and gets burnt out. Common problem amongst many people. So he was giving aids. How do you avoid the burnout? How do you avoid it? So one is as good as it is to take specific things in life and make it your thing. Your mitzvah, your inyan, You're a zacher, but someone that gives you a status in that area. You're medacting in this mitzvah and that mitzvah. If they take mitzvah tzitzis, they can be very, very careful in mitzvah tefillin, or mitzvah this, or mitzvah that. Whatever the mitzvah is, and take it and make it yours, but that. And that can give an inspiration to the whole Yiddishkeit. Because you know, this is my makor, this is my status symbol. I'm a medacting in tzitzis, I make sure to get the most perfect tzitzis, and I'm careful with all the halachas of tzitzis. And then you can branch out to other things, but not keeping the other mitzvah. But we're saying, take this and make it your status, your makor. Tefillah, everybody knows this guy. Everybody in the shul knows. Your uncle Dalfus off. He's the daven of the shul. He's the daven of the shul. He has that status, he has that makor. He has the chashivas of Boisai. It gives a status, it gives a self-esteem, it gives a feeling of accomplishment, and it makes a guy want to continue with Boisai. If you feel you're just some guy over there just walks in, you have no makom. You walk into the shul, wherever you plop in, that's what you do, whatever time you come in, this and that, whatever it is, you know. The guy was telling me today, he go to the shul, so why do you go to that shul? Because it's not the fastest. You know, the 18-minute matzah minion? The matzah minion report. In and out by 18 minutes.
Toronto.
Yeah, they have
to. It's so long.
Yeah, that's right.
Toronto is safe. You don't have time for that in DC.
No, we're talking about. Why are we talking about shachas? I mean, with laning. But I'm saying, but the divorce is to get in, plop in here. There's no fear, supposedly. There's no mokoy. There's no status. You don't make it into a chashivas, that thing to it doesn't go, Rabbis. The person wants that his Yiddish guy should have inspiration. You gotta pick something. First of all, you gotta make it tefillah chashu. Tefillah is the start of everything. How do you make it tefillah by kavias mokoy? And then you gotta take something in Yiddish guy, Rabbis. You take something, make your extra status. You put in the extra koyachas for Shabbos, whatever it is, Rabbis. Well, have an extra question, all you're going to gain from that, but it's tremendous, tremendous, it's alus. Because you're going to have a mokoyim, you're going to have a place, you're going to have a chashivas. And with that chashivas, you can build yourself into a tremendous place. Now, without the chas v'sholom, the Chanir Magal says, boy rachme. Now, with it, Rabbi say, the person can come to unbelievable godless, Yisroi. Came and he sat next to me, his kids were on Sanhedrin, because they gave him a place near the Beis HaMikdash. You have a status. The Rebbe said, this is a tremendous, tremendous Yisrael in life. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisrael stelled in a vect, and Moshe Rabbeinu came out and said, I'm ready to go back to live with the Goyim. I'll have a place, I'll have an Arzi, a Melanity. The boy says it's something that's so and so important. Boy, we're living in a generation. Boy said, and we can't repeat it enough. So a generation where you just see it. Boy said, there are those out there in the generation who are going up, they're moving forward. They're attached to something, they're attached to a movement, attached to a rug. Where is it, boy? Said, what's going on? Why isn't there no one? I spoke to someone about this. People have to have a rabban and have a rug, have a kind of casual with somebody. I said, I don't like this, I don't like that, it's hard for me, this, that. I say, l'chora, you need to have a rav. You need to have someone that you're attached to. You need it. You're not going to go anywhere without these things. You need to have a mok of a place, that's my yeshiva, that's my shul, that's my rav, that's my status. If you don't have a status, you're all over the place, it's zero, Rabbi. Not to say for children, but you meant to shine, you bring children to the world. They need to know, this is my makom, this is my rav, this is our rav. It's a terrible thing today. A lot of places, they don't have a rabbanim, and those people have rabbanim, there's too many different things. No one, they don't accept for a rav. Say the harav means, a vov is a tzal. Was an old man already, and he went, he used to go to Rabbi Yonas and David, Baruch Lachayim, as much as he's young, he used to go to learn from him. And he asked him, what's the pshat? He said, well, he used to live with Rav Hutner, which was the father-in-law of Yonah there. And then he said, everybody needs a Rebbe. A person needs a Rebbe. Yeah, that's all you're attached to. Well, they give you Musar, tell you what you're doing wrong, and only tell you, oh, everything's good. Help you build yourself up, establish your status. And and grow from that rabbis. So many quirks that we have laying dormant in us. We're not letting him grow. We're not letting him move forward. Because we don't have a makom. We don't have an individuality. We're not things. Talk to myself. You have to find a place and make yourself something in that place. Because everybody has godless. They can do it. But it's just because by road, we treat the whole matzah of a Yiddish guy just by road. Just go through the motions. You're going through the motions. Not going to work. You'll end up burnt out. Not wanting to do anything and trying to force yourself and battle every day with the most pashtus zachen because it doesn't mean anything. I have no feeling for it. It does not uplift me. I don't feel enthused. I don't feel I'm growing. I don't feel I'm getting anywhere. You have no makom. You have no tafkid. Every single one came into this world to accomplish, to grow, to steig, and to reach tremendous, tremendous levels, Rabbi. It's chaval, okay, so you say, okay, this, that. It's chaval. You could be totally different, totally inspired by it. And you see it, when a guy does, he gets turned on, he gets attached to a Rebbe. You see these guys, someone told me in Woodmere, they have this thing called Eish Kodesh. These regular people that are more modern Orthodox, and they get attached to this, and they're flying, flying high. And you have these FFBs that are mamish nothing. The Yiddish guy is zero. Anything in there? Shuckle, if he shuckles, and there's nothing going on. His mind is 10 miles away. He's in the sports, and he comes to shul. That means nothing. Puts on tefillin, it means nothing. He wraps it around. Today we have tefillin, let's see. They wrapped it strong enough today. Okay, tefillin. Maybe it was yesterday, he wrapped it even extra strong, so it lasted an extra day. And it doesn't mean anything. Put on the tzitzis. Don't put on the tzitzis. The tzitzis has been in the closet. Years. Shom Kippur, maybe I should put on the tzitzis today. It doesn't mean anything. What do you say? The generation is getting harder and harder. Everything's pulling us away further, giving that, being plugged in. What do you say? We've got to be plugged in. You ever trying iron with it when it's not plugged in? What is that? You ever try to iron something when it's not plugged in? Gatenished. You ever try to heat up a coffee if the coffee machine is not plugged in? It's cold! It's cold coffee, everybody said. I know people drink iced coffee today. But the mice, the person wants a hot coffee, you gotta plug it into the wall. You gotta plug it into the electricity, everybody said. You gotta plug it into the mokoyim. You gotta find a makom, you gotta find a person that you're attached to, you could grow with, you grow from, Rabbi. It doesn't work by itself. And when you do find that, Rabbi, you get attached, you get embraced. With that attachment, Rabbi, you'll see, Rabbi, there's no greater feeling. You find, kind of touch with your real self. That's you who you are. You're not some guy who doesn't care. You have a call to be embraced in your English kind of place. Every single person, Rabbi. We're not talking about learning a full day, not talking about being ablaze in your Yiddish guys. We're Yiddin! You have tremendous neshamas, Rabbi Yisai. Unbelievable neshamas with such power, such energy, but the problem is not plugged in. There's no place to put it. There's no outlet. If you're not plugged in, the electricity doesn't get turned on and nothing happens. You just run dry. Shalom Aleichem. Okay, pass to the chop liver. Let's get to the chop liver. Wake up, Harry! The matzah ball soup's coming! Harry, wake up! Hey, your magal! It's back! Shivim Shonim! Harry, get up for Shabbos! Don't worry, Shulamis. I'll be there for laning. Walks in for Musaf, puts on the scarf, the holy scarf, and sits down. Anim Zemiros Beshivim Erog. Wow, Harry! You made it! Good to see you today! He knows every boy in the shul saying Adam's Miris. You want to we're here by the funeral of Harry Rosenberg. He was a champion in Anim Zemirot. He never missed an Anim Zemirot in his life. And Harry, we're going to bury you with your talis, wrapped in the same scarf it was there was before. Enjoy the ride. Well, it's a lot of us, what that's like, everybody's in, and inside, the struggle, the feeling of nothingness, emptiness, zeroness. And go ask those people around the place, and they get attached to a shir. There's so many shir around. I don't know who you like this, they like this Bailey, Yosef Mizrahi, Shmuel Maravi, whoever you like. Baruch Daroimi, whatever you like, there's so many shiurim out there, there's people that get attached to the shiurim, there's Rabban Rabbis, you have it out there, Rabbis, you gotta plug in, find your mokoy, find your place, find your chabura, make a chabura, get together, mischaz each other, Rabbis. And the Eza Hashem, Rabbis, you'll see it'll be a different living, Rabbis, a different living. Stop surviving, right? Start living over. I say, really? It's not the word, okay, the negative. Look for the positive. You could be living in such a... Right? We always feel it. Yuri Zohar said, told the Chiloni, we've been robbed. Yuri Zohar wrote a book. He was a Chiloni. He was involved the whole world. The total secular world, totally involved. He's a famous movie star, so successful. I had a big shadow. We used to see him every day. How he damaged the Shemona. You see Yuri Zohar today, how he damaged the Shemona Esrei. Halavai, I should be able to daven an eighth of his Shemona Esrei, because with the Kavon, he wears tefillin all day. The guy's turned on. And he wrote to the Chilonim, we've been robbed! The secular press has robbed us. It's not so much the word, we've been robbed, the beauty, the sweetness of Isa. And I've been telling you, and we have to tell ourselves today, we've been robbed! By these machines, we've been robbed! They're taking us away, this to this, and that picture, this thing, and that thing, that's getting it, maybe we should, this is going to turn you on, that's going to turn, you get turned off in a few minutes, and then it's off! Press the off button! Empty! Feeling regret all day, what a stupidity, I'm involved with the most stupidest things, I'm texting guys, I'm following guys, what's he doing, he's picking his nose now, he's told, what are you doing right now, I just flushed the toilet, I'm about to flush the toilet, where are you holding, but I have to know what he's doing in the bathroom now, status symbol, he wiped himself, he didn't wipe himself yet, God, just 1 minute, Rebbe, wow, Baruch Hashem, at least he had cover for the Rebbe. Status, where are you holding right now? You just asked me 2 minutes ago. I finished the falafel ball already. What are you doing now? What are you doing later? What are you doing? The life is wrapped up in emptiness. Where are you going now? What are you doing? I'm picking my nose of this. What are you doing? Enough. Get attached to Ruchnius, Rabbi. It's a part of the Shiri Torah every day. You listen to a Shiri Torah, you get attached. So much waste of time, Rabbi. You think about so much. This is the biggest problem with this thing. The waste of time. Forget about all the problem everybody talks about this nose and this. Okay, we know that's a problem. We heard all that stuff already. But the bigger problem, I know the bigger more, it's just a waste of so much time. Okay, I'm not saying there's something to say. If you know how to use it, probably could save something. But so much waste. Everything, oh, I got the text now. What's up? That they have a tremendous saving. You get a dance field. You can go to Tibet for $33. You fly Air Yugoslavia with one propeller. And you get a free shaver also. You can shave your head. As you go up to Tibet, you got to shave your head. A free shaver. Also for the monk on top of Tibet. $33! Oh man, we gotta check it out. What's going on? And this and that. What do you have to know? What do I care? What the monks are doing right now? What the cannibals are doing? The African Jews in Bali! And that monkey fell off a tree and hit an African guy and broke his nose in the Zimbabwe jungles! Wow! Let's get a snapshot of it! Send it to Israel. We got one about the monkey. And which one has been discerned the zebra? The guy painted himself like a zebra. He's in the zoo now, but he's really a man. He's half man, half zebra. Wow! That's amazing! Are you out of the bathroom yet? Yogi! We have pictures for you! We'll fit things into the bathroom so you can flush with the zebra! Thousands of hours of books, like thousands of craziness. Craziness. You have a poor man, okay. But we know what goes every stupid little thing. Kids' Crocs are on sale. In Tanker Tanzaki. In the Five and Dime store. Next time you pass by. Hello, hello, Washington, tell us Tennessee. You pick up your Crocs. Who cares? Waste. So much waste of my side. And we just get turned off and further and further. Because we have no marker. We know who we are, and we know where we are, and we're attached to a place. We're heavily attached. All this falls to the wayside. Because it turned on, and there's no meaning. What are we looking for? Garbage and stupidity? Because we're missing that. That mocking place. We should be zoicha be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach. To be kuvei and mocking with filosoi. Pamei alavakum la'avidosoi. To find our place and to establish our mocking. Establish a tafke. Take something in Yiddish kind and make it yours. Coin it. It's your mitzvah. Feel good about yourself. You'll build up your whole you'll be a different person. Mama's a different person. It's bizuch to be connected to the Bereshim, which is no greater hanor b'isai. Min dena mizib hashchina. That's Mishrom's mashma. And when we do mitzvahs in the right way and we attach ourselves, that's the dena mizib hashchina. That's the greatest enjoyment of shayach b'isai. Shbizuch be'ez Hashem to feel it, realize that, and feel it. Bizuch to establish ourselves in this world and fill our tafkid b'isai. For our own nachas, for nachas our families, and nachas nirbenu shloim, yisoyich ve'ez Hashem yisborach. Okay, Avram be'ezra, Yirbenu shloim came to Avram, Avram established his makom in this world, he's not bowing, he's not mishtachaveh, he's not bowing to all the garbage. Hashem Baruch Hu sees that we remain strong in our ways of Yisai. Ve'ez Hashem yisborach will look down on us, and have that pleasure of Yisai. We'll give that tremendous nachas to him. Faithful to, strong, connected. Zirch Bekorah Mashiach Zakenu, hear me from it.